Hi, this is Chrissy Walker. I met Jessica Ridgewell of the charity Find Your Feet. They run the Curry for Change project. This enables us all to have a meal and provide aid for those who can't. We met at a London Indian restaurant to chat about Curry for Change and how we can all help. So Jessica, can you tell me a little bit more about this Curry for Change initiative?
So Curry for Change is a campaign run by Find Your Feet, the charity that I work for. And Find Your Feet supports families in Asia and Africa to grow more food, to help families that we work with build a future free from hunger. And it's through Curry for Change, which we run every year, where we can celebrate Indian cuisine and curry so that we can help those families that we work with in Asia to really combat the hunger that they suffer, whilst we can sort of raise awareness for the families in Asia, whilst also helping to change their lives here from the UK.
What sort of projects are undertaken actually in India, for instance? How are those projects decided upon? Are they decided by you? Do people on the ground let you know what they want? How does that work?
So Find Your Feet's actually worked in India for over 20 years. We have a team in India who work very closely with the communities on the ground. We work in really rural, remote areas, and we work closely with the communities to understand what their needs and what their challenges are, which first and foremost really is trying to combat the hunger that they face. So we work closely with trying to help them grow enough food all year round. Because they live in rural areas, they obviously rely on the land for survival, to grow food, to try and earn an income and a living from that. And if things like climate change, you know, if there's a drought or there's too much rain, or they simply can't afford seeds to, you know, to plant that year, then their family really is left without, you know, a meal a day, with, you know, mothers having to decide which children they can feed, or whether they can send a child to school or pay for healthcare. So it really is addressing that immediate need of hunger with the families that we work with, helping them, you know, to harvest all year round, helping them to have enough food to put on the table for their children, which then in turn really enables them to start tackling the root causes of their poverty, which, you know, having gone out to the work and seen in India, once a family can feed themselves, then they really can kind of start fulfilling their potential, you know, accessing education, being able to live healthy, nutritious lives, and really helping themselves to build a future free from poverty. So it's very much about working closely with those communities.
India in particular, it's across every region, or do you find that you contribute more in one area than another? And do you find that the physical needs of people change depending on location?
Yeah, so Find Your Feet in India works across four states. So that's Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh and Uttarakhand, which are northern and central states of India. Vast, absolutely huge states. I think Uttar Pradesh's population in itself could be, you know, a country in terms of the amount of people that are living in that state. And because we work in rural areas, you find that other support really is scarce. You know, Find Your Feet is a lifeline to the communities that we work in. If you were to travel yourself to some of the villages where we work, you'd be, you know, faced with hours and hours, you know, thousands of kilometres just to reach some of the rural locations where we work. And of course, that means that these families are cut off from services, from support, from, you know, being able to get to a local town. A lot of the families we work with won't have ever left their villages, which means they're cut off and really rely, you know, what we want them to stop doing is relying on food aid, things like that, to be able to become self-sufficient. And they can do that through support with Find Your Feet and being able to learn about how they can feed their families and then go on to sort of build a better future for their families.
How do you decide upon which communities to assist? Because obviously you can't help everybody that might be in need in India. So how do you, what sort of feedback do you get from India to decide how you're going to distribute?
Well, firstly, we focus on rural communities in the four states we work in. So already our work is quite concentrated because we know there is a need there after being working there for 10, 20 years. We know that's where we have the skills and expertise, and working through local people, they identify certain communities and villages that are really wanting to bring about that change in their community, because it's important that you've got the community on board to start making those changes and to start improving the future for the communities. So we often start off very small pilot projects in a certain village, building their trust and building a name within that region. And then once people start seeing the results and seeing, the impact that the projects can have if the communities come together and work with Find Your Feet, then it soon spreads. And, with funding allowing, we can, we have continued to grow our program in India, and we are able to reach those neighbouring villages, which, need our support. So it's very much relying on our skills and expertise, the people we have on the ground who understand the local knowledge, the local language, really have sort of roots within that community, and that's how we can make the best change, really, because it's sustainable. It's ingrown in the community.
Do you find that once you've exercised this initiative in a particular village that you can move on to other areas that you've set them up, or is it something that you have to maintain a relationship with that village for a while after that and maintain support for them? How instant can you see the change?
Well, I think a lot of our projects really run for about 4 to 5 years, because it takes a lot to be able to start to get to know the community, to get them on board. The families we're working with are facing daily challenges and struggles that mean they can't always come to a community meeting or take part in training that we're offering. So it takes a while to build up that kind of relationship with the communities, and then start once the program's in full swing and they're getting involved in the activities. Find Your Feet is all about helping families to help themselves, so we're always thinking we need a sustainable approach, and that means that once we've spent some time with the communities and we've helped them to share knowledge and to work together, they can then start running the activities themselves and start sharing those with local families in the village and start spreading the work and helping each other, really. And that's the change we start seeing. So although we might be working in community for 4 years, that knowledge that we've passed on is going through generations, really, as the children kind of experience that change too. So at the heart of what we do is a sustainable approach and making sure that we can help those communities for generations to come.
Let's have a break for some music.